This is at Trustworthy Slav.
This is at Incognito, COH.
CRKBlack.com build.
This is the Fed Post.
Of it is funny. I'm looking at all this and this is all funny shit.
It's been a funny news cycle, I think.
Yeah, which is nice. I mean, there's Hunter Biden, there's Yarvin. We'll save the Yarvin stuff for later because it's a little esoteric, you know. I don't know if that's probably for like a narrow intended audience. But that was interesting in general. What else is here? Yeah, there's a bunch of foreign stuff going on with the foreigners. The birthing people thing is like, I don't know, you know, it's just a funny thing in general, but like, I just kept seeing it all the time. Just oblivious, didn't know why. And now I know it's because of Rage Against the Machine. That's why. They're raging against the machine, and they did some concert where they had like some backdrop where it was like, you know, women are being forced to have births. Black and brown women are being forced to have babies. Black and brown birth givers. Wow, I was being super problematic. Black and brown birth givers.
Yeah, don't use gendered language, bro.
Yeah, are being forced to have babies or whatever. And, you know, it's just
no love for the white birth givers. They weren't. Well, it wasn't just general birth givers.
No, COH. They no love for any white birth givers ever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. I do remember like randomly when I watched like leftist like shit, like news shit. Mm-hmm. Like I remember like one of them would just say some shit like when talking about birth, like, hey, let's not forget. The trans men that give birth.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of that going on.
Is there really? I'm
not saying there's plenty of trans men giving birth. I'm saying there's plenty of people talking about it as if it's something we should account for in our language.
So it's just like a woman who turns trans man, an FTM as they say.
Yeah.
Who's got the womb? She's a womb haver, or he's a womb haver.
What are you doing giving birth if you're a man? You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Like if you truly like if you're switching over, right? I'm a man and you've made a choice and that's your identity now and that's what you truly believe in your bones that you are. What are you doing giving birth? Like what are you doing having children? Like in that way, like what, how does that function as a man?
You're missing out on all the perks of being a dude. It's one of the main if you're gonna switch over, you might as well get all the perks, you know. That's one of the perks. We don't have to fucking
don't carry shit. We're
gonna do it.
I don't know, man. I don't know, that's just fucked up. But no, I don't think that's a common thing. I feel like one of the worst things I ever saw in my life early on, I feel like this is kind of before the internet and like all the like cartel beheadings and shit like that would pop up on whatever, like live wire type websites, or live leak, whatever the hell. And I remember seeing some documentary on like TLC or something about, I think it was named something really like provocative, something like woman with chode gives birth or something like that. But it was like this, that was essentially a situation. It was a trans man. It was a woman, man giving birth. And it was like this whole like huge thing. They made a documentary about it to put on TLC and everyone's like, whoa, what the hell? And it was like, you're watching it. You're like, whoa, this is crazy and kind of gross. And like, this is really weird.
TLC.
Yeah. So and then now it's like, that's just what we're, apparently you got to account for that in your day-to-day life with how you're talking now.
As far as it happening, like, I mean, I don't even know what the numbers could possibly be.
Trans people getting abortions?
No, giving birth.
Well, that's even smaller, but a trans man having an abortion. I mean, a trans man having a kid.
Oh, God, I don't know.
This is in the weeds.
I mean, the whole percentage of how common it is, and we've addressed it so many times. It's like basically it's completely irrelevant to the trans thing, right? Like it's just rhetorical, right? It's just as long as there's one person, this can be entertained. I just love how fucking effective this is at like This is all being talked about because Roe v. Wade, right? This is all being talked about because Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. And now the entire conversation is about the linguistic stuff with gender goblins.
Holy shit.
I just love it, dude. Like, of course there's cogs turning in the right wing machine online to you know, fixate on this and use this as a framing device. And of course they should, because it's a vulnerability that they should needle the shit out of, right? But it's so funny how effective and easily it falls into their lap. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty funny, man. Just like the foot race is on for the Roe v. Wade shit, and these fucking gender goblins just can't help but just tripping everyone up. It's so fucking funny to me, mm-hmm. Birthing person, dude. That's dehumanizing.
Yeah, that's fucking dehumanizing. Weird. That's weird. Like, people talk about uterus havers or whatever. It's just weird. Well, don't talk about the, like, people like that.
This is why all the fucking old feminists hate trannies, right?
Yeah. I mean, dude, shit, bro. They got a point.
I mean, yeah. Fucking birthing people, dude. Can you imagine ever... Can you imagine that, like, you fucking knock up your wife, she gives birth, beautiful mother of your children, and you're talking to somebody at, like, a dinner party or something like that, and you refer to your fucking mother of your children as a birthing person?
Yeah, my partner is now a birthing person.
She's like a fucking, like, Dickensian-era fucking, like, London factory with just fucking smoke billowing out of it. Like, a birthing person. She sounds like a factory, dude.
Yeah, bro, for real.
It's the cover of Animals, dude. This shit's fucking hilarious, man.
Well, honestly, you know, my stance is I hate women. So it's kind of like, you know, when the Wignats are like, we're actually pro-abortion because it kills a lot of brown and black kids. So that's good for us. And it's like, you know, they kind of reverse engineer back into it. And it's kind of, you know, I'm down with this birth giver thing. Now that
they're keeping that original ethos of Planned Parenthood alive and going.
I think that's why, you know, I thought hard about it. I'm like, I think I'm down with the birth giver thing. Cause I don't, you know, I'd like to dehumanize women.
Stealing valor, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is funny, like, all the like, you know, I do remember, like, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, that shit turned from, like, oh, black men are being targeted to black trans people, and black women were like, black men are killing us. It just completely shifted gears and all that. And
did
then
you remember that Boots Riley no name thing?
Oh yeah.
Holy fuck, bro.
Hey. Ooh. Those good struggle sessions back then. And then
why is that something that takes up space in my memory, bro? What the fuck?
And now I feel like, you know, maybe this Roe v. Wade thing of, like, you know, women's rights, just, you know, give it a few months and let's let this pivot to, like, you know, women are, you know, against trans men having kids.
Women's rights, and they're going, whoa, hold on a second.
What about us men?
What rights? What kind of rights? What is that? What kind of rights are you referring to there? Women? Hold on.
Where's the article for why, you know, anger about Roe v. Wade is predominantly controlled by cis white women? Where's that article? That's somewhere.
There's multiple of those out right now, bro.
Yeah, somebody's working on that for a deadline, you know.
I think Bog Beef would probably say, like, someone is working on those articles right now, and somehow, some way, our tax dollars are paying for that shit in some indirect way.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's private media, but, you know, maybe they're getting, you know.
Like, oh, dude, it's probably some nonprofit associated bullshit, dude.
Yeah, or college, you know, the college funded for.
Bro, a lot of these organizations don't turn a fucking profit. They're heavily subsidized.
Yeah.
and even, like, you could, like, look at it indirectly and look at, like, the latest, like, infrastructure bill. I mean, it's just a fucking wealth transfer to PMC fucking urbanite middle class slugs just, like, working on the infrastructure that they fucking that they make use out of and nobody else. Bro, I just got back from an out of town trip, and just, like, the state of fucking roads, dude.
Oh my god, dude.
It's just a fucking nightmare, bro.
Fix them.
I can't even imagine what it's like in your neck of the woods, COA.
Jesus Christ. I'm driving on them daily, just, like, literally potholes 6 inches deep or more. like yeah. sharp edges, just feeling like my car's bouncing around like a goddamn bumper cart or something, dude.
Bro, I remember somebody was telling me that like Biden was giving a speech about infrastructure in like Pittsburgh and like the bridge collapsed like right before he got there. And I heard from some people I know in Pittsburgh or whatever that like, you know, people are scared to drive over the bridges. Like they're literally scared to because they're like, yo, this could be the day.
Oh, dude,
and I'm
yeah.
like, yo, we're in a third world country. Like I know that's like hyperbolic and I know that's offensive to third world people, but yo. Yo, we're fighting for that slot. We're pushing well, for it.
The least cozy part of it is that like we aren't in a third world country. Like you and me aren't in a third world country because we're in fucking like cash flush states.
Oh right.
But like other people are, and those are exactly the people that are you know dehumanized constantly with everything. Man, I don't have anything to say about the fucking birthing people thing, to be honest. It's like it's the same conversation every time, basically, you know what yeah. I mean? It's yeah. just like
it's just you shoehorn the trans thing in, like give everyone to start talking about gender and any like political issue is just like rhetorical quicksand. It's like yeah. now anything anyone was talking about goes out the window. Now we're talking about trans people. Yeah, it's just
it's almost like by design. It's almost yeah. it's almost like every conversation just gets you. It is funny the rad femmes, the radical feminists, and like Sharia Muslims and Hotep blacks, like and the whites and the conservative rights, like the, you know the whites, all that kind of they kind of coalesce. All their beefs kind of coalesce against the LGBTQ queer faction. You know, that's the real class reductionism. Is what it seems.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But, and gay men.
They're coming.
They're tired of it too, dude.
Yeah, well that's what's so funny is like, you know, the old enemy of like, oh, the radical feminists or the Sharia Muslims, like that's the main enemy. And now it's like, yo, that's my brother in arms against this scourge. And then the gays become the brother in arms. And I swear, honestly, the way just off of that alone, I feel like I would predict that, like, you know, in a couple years, who knows when, like, the trans are going to, there's going to be, like, you know, right-wing trannies. And,
And then, I mean, dude, that already exists.
Well, yeah, I guess that's already a thing. But, like, kind of on the niche internet world. But, like, you know, it could just be, like, yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I guess it's already happening. But, like, it's just going to keep going to whatever the next
thing is. They got that one trans broad on, like, Fox Blair White, News dude. And shit. Yeah.
Blair White. Well, yeah, Blair White and fucking Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah,
the future is now.
Fucking faggots, dude. Sick fucks, dude. But I can say that because they don't support a woman's right to choose. So, it's all right. What was it? It was like, you guys see that clip of George Takei talking about Clarence Thomas?
Oh, shit. No.
No.
He's like, he is a clown in blackface. He does not belong here. He does not. That's how I feel about him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. He just goes like full on like boomer racist. I love it, man.
Who is this guy?
It's the fucking original Star Trek is the gay Asian guy who's like.
Asian guy. Yeah.
The, oh, my guy. The guy who like every other week he's being like. Credibly accused of like raping a young boy. he's like somebody's like, hey, George Takei raped me when I was a kid, and he's like, you know, I was in a camp when I was a kid because they detained Japanese Americans. People are like, yeah, that's also fucked up, George. But I mean, this kid says you raped him, and then nothing ever comes of it.
I thought you were gonna say he's like, yeah, I was in the award-winning Star Trek series.
You
like,
you're gonna say that too, bro?
Did you know that's what I did? You know, it's like I actually
I actually broke the glass ceiling for Asian American actors on Star Trek, the original series.
It's like R. Kelly being like, I made Ignition. You know, did you know?
George Takei in a 60 Minutes interview just being like, I'm fighting for my fucking life.
Yo, that interview was fucking legendary. I don't know if we ever talked about it, but that shit was fucking legendary.
Dude, that's how I fell during the Vanity Fair article debacle. I sat down with 60 Minutes. I'm just like, I've never met Peter Thiel.
Holy yo, shit.
I was rooting for him. I really was in that moment. You know? It was hard not to.
He was kind of like the dark energy version. He was like the darker energy version of Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? Where you're like, maybe, you know, maybe they're out to get him. You know, who knows?
I was kind of thinking OJ.
Yeah, well,
a lot of innocent black men persecuted on this. Let's not get too hotel right
I
now.
I mean, you know, R. Kelly, OJ, George Floyd. Yeah. You know, I mean, these were great men.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the birthing thing, I don't know what to say about. Yeah. I mean, you know, people saying that it's, you know, well, a lot of the right was like, you know, people trying to normalize the birth giver thing. And I'm like, nobody fucking says that. Shit, what are you talking about? Nobody fucking says that shit. And then I see, of course, you know,
people saying that shit,
all the left is saying, like, who doesn't say that? That's normal. I'm like, okay, so I'm like in a madhouse.
Yeah, I've never in my life heard anyone say that like out loud, but it online is in the indication of where we're heading or at, then people are definitely saying it.
What are you talking about, bro? What do you mean you never heard I'm gonna bang your birth giver? You've never heard that on the playground. You never heard of birth giver. I'd like to fuck porn.
Some locker room talk about the birth givers.
Come on,
dude. Fucking Halo 3 Xbox Live back in the day. Fucking energy swords only. Some guy talking about how he fucked your birth giver. It's classic. Come on.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. I don't know. Well. Yeah. The other thing I was going to say about was the rage against the machine thing. It reminds me of what Slav is, you know, would point out. It's like the rebelliousness is not rebellious anymore. You know what I mean? It's like rage against the machine, right? Isn't that their whole shtick of like against the system? And you know, because
it's literally the name of the band.
Yeah.
It's not just their thing. It's the name of their thing.
I mean, I'm sure not everyone agrees with me, but I think the culture thing is kind of like a pendulum thing. And like, you know, at this point, the lib culture thing is the main one right now. It's the one that's popping right now. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, it's just funny to have that on the background, be like, I'm fighting against the man. And it's like, bro, that's the main thing right now. Like that's the winning thing, you know? So
it's like, I mean, dude, they came back and I think like their first show back was they played like headline Coachella or something like that. Like, dude, you're not raging against the machine. You're part of the machine. So it's like, I don't know. It's a tired thing now to kind of point out too, though.
Yeah. It's funny though too, because I mean, I fucking loved Rage Against the Machine when I was a kid, when I was younger, and I don't know, man. I like go back to it now, and it's also just doesn't really do it for me. But and I'm not trying to do like the dumb thing where like just because I don't like an individual or like their politics or something, then I like act like they're not a good musician. Like I don't like that when people do it with. I don't know. I mean, I've never really like listened to Kanye, but like people do that with Kanye, or there's plenty of things people do that with, right? And I don't really respect it, but there is something kind of I don't know, kind of juvenile about Rage a little bit. Like it is a little bit. It's kind of saying like a angsty. Lot of. It's kind of saying a lot of nothing, right? It's just like it's like you read People's History and you read Manufacturing Consent. And then you just started a band. You know what I mean? And it's just that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Teen angst. A lot of vague teen angst and like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it probably is some level of my brain where like I've just seen too many interviews with like Tom Morello where he's just saying fucking the most idiotic shit. And I'm just like, I can't, man. Like, I can't. I just, it's over, dude. Because, dude, I remember, like, listening to their shit back in the day. And, like, Tom Morello's great, man. He, like, fucking the fucking guitar effects and all that shit. It's mm-hmm. It's cool, dude. It's got some Peter Frampton type shit going on. But he just, like, these days he says fucking, like, Keith Olbermann type shit. They're like Keith Olbermann the band now.
His dad was a fucking ambassador to the UN for Kenya, bro. So, I mean, like...
Bro, I think, do you remember that fucking, that, I think he made a post a couple of years ago, Tom Morello did, where he's like, excuse me, I went to Harvard or something like that. Yeah. He went to an Ivy League school.
Yeah, he went to Harvard to study political science, bro. This dude is in with the slugs, dude. Wow. He is a slug.
Wow. Yeah, dude.
Which also, by the way, I've literally never met a single person in my life that got a political science degree that didn't like say that with a certain like pained tone when they actually like had to tell people that. And like, there are people, genuinely, there are people I know with like a poli sci degree that I like love. But like, they have the sense to like, you know, not say that shit too loud, you know, like it's, we all make mistakes in our youth.
Oh yeah.
But Tom Morello's out here literally playing the fucking guitar for a living and flexing on the fact that he got a poli sci degree.
Right. Cause it's a soft science. It's like a lib arts degree, even though it's got the word science in it. And you know,
dude, it's like being an economist. It's just being fucking a retard and being wrong about everything, but being like the retard that no one wants to call out ever in your life once.
Yeah. You're just insufferable. Like, you know, you're going to get like deep into the weeds and they're never going to accept the fact that they're wrong. And you're like, all right, fuck.
Exactly, dude. Fucking economists and political science majors are just like, their job is just like steering our fucking society in the wrong direction for the last 60 years and just never ever having any comeuppance about it.
And journalists, yeah. I mean, I think in that you know, Ivy League world or the, you know, white collar elite world, it's like the thing that's respected is like the hard sciences or like coding and programming and anything quantitative math, anything like that. So as soon as you say something that's kind of more theoretical and like less of a hard science, it's immediately just kind of like, oh shit, like you're a moron or something. You know what I mean? It's got that connotation among their ilk. So that makes sense that they've got that shame about it or whatever. But yeah, flexing.
But not Tom Morello, apparently.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
Tom,
yeah.
I mean, he could use a little spoonful of shame, brother.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I never listened to their band, but.
It's like, I mean, I know that there's like a lot of like diehard 311 fans. Like, I feel like 311 is kind of like the rap rock equivalent of like the Grateful Dead or like ICP, where it's like its own culture.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not a 311 guy, but I think Rage Against the Machine is probably like the high watermark of rap rock, which is both as good and as horrible as it sounds.
Yeah. That's what I say.
So, I mean,
the watermark of Insane Clown Posse music.
Well, to be fair, Insane Clown Posse Insane Clown Posse, I don't think is rap rock, but I mean, it's like,
no, ICP is carving out their own genre.
That's their own genre, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they're the Dark Carnival, brother.
Yeah, bro.
but yeah, I mean, rap rock is, you know, talk about the foibles of youth, you know.
All right. Well, let's see what else. Well, another thing that's sort of recurring is this Hunter Biden on crack, which I don't know. I don't know how many times we talked about it. I feel like we brush past it all the time.
No, this one's funny because it seems like it's finally getting a little bit more acknowledgement than anything in the past.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. I don't fucking know. I'm not online, but the coverage I have seen of it is like people actually acknowledging it.
When it doesn't matter. Yeah. when it's about an election, like,
well, it's also very specifically been like put out into the news cycle after you've already gotten this most recent media push of, you know, the wolves circling the wagons and people saying, I would not support a Joe Biden election campaign.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like low 30s approval rate, shit like that.
Yeah, so I mean, they're not running him again. Yeah, I mean, the furthest they'll go is they will technically run him again just as like a strategic gambit. But yeah, I mean, he's not going to be the candidate.
Who the fuck would be though?
Kamala or Pete?
Oh my Jesus!
On the Dem side,
I think AOC could be old enough to run by then.
I think that's like 2030 something that we're going to be looking at for that. Maybe not, but
time goes fast.
I don't think that's ever going to happen, to be honest, because I think AOC is a fucking has been. But
yeah, I hope so, dude.
That is something. Yeah. I mean, we've talked about her being a has been, but I also do wonder, like, is that just us? Like, are we so like internet you know, brand or whatever, like that we view her as dead. But
I mean, I made a joke. I made a joke about AOC to some normies the other day, and it was like it just bounced right off them. Like it, like she just doesn't have much cultural cachet in the minds of normies these days. But to be fair, also the minds of normies is like, you know, fucking hummingbird level. So I mean, so it's like maybe they just like need her hosting one episode of SNL. And then they're like back to fucking, you know, naming their children after her or something.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you guys think? I mean, we just saw one thing I wanted to talk about with this specific topic. I mean, this isn't the topic because the topic is supposed to be Hunter Biden. But I saw Gavin Newsom put out a fucking campaign ad talking about for 4th of July where he's like, hey, you know, it's Independence Day. Let's talk about America. Somewhere in America, people are losing their rights. That's fucking Florida, you fuckers. And they're banning books and fucking taking away women's rights and fucking gay people and shit. And so why don't you come on by California to get some more rights and enjoy freedom?
California is like the eternal enemy of Florida and vice versa.
I know. It's funny that they're on like opposite sides and kind of positions of our blessed union.
Florida's got more coastline. Get fucked, California.
and it's funny too, because economically too, like they both are kind of powerhouses. I don't know if Florida can hold a candle to California, but they're very different. But I mean, Florida is like a big trade hub. No, anyways, I thought that was interesting, and that's interesting for a number of reasons, which is fucking, he obviously wants to position himself as a possible candidate. And then also like it's that kind of thing. It's that kind of thing of like if no one says anything and then you're like, I have a big dick, bro. And people are like, wait, like, but no one brought up dicks. Like, wait, what? And like, it, like he's like doing that. The dick in question is our boy DeSantis. And so that's interesting, right? Like I'm reading between the lines. I'm seeing a little bit of the numbers that the DNC is working with here. And they're thinking DeSantis maybe, or at least the fucking insane winos working for Gavin Newsom. I don't know.
That. I've seen some article where it was like Newsom versus DeSantis or whatever, and kind of like framing them against each other. And, I mean, all these things, you know,
West Coast rivalry here.
Oh, yeah. It's like
Biggie Pac. Dude, wait. Who's Suge Knight in this case then?
Pelosi, I guess. Just twisting arms on the back.
The Clintons.
I mean, obviously, you know, as we lead up to 2024, every article we're going to see now is them like testing the waters, like throwing some shit out there. Let's see what the numbers do, and then absorbing the data from the reaction. Like they're testing shit out. So I mean, I'm sure they're like, oh, DeSantis, he's a governor. Why don't we throw our own governor against him? You know, Gavin Newsom. Like, why? He's Chad. You know, we'll throw him. You know, and
Newsom. He's Chad, dude.
I bet the conversations go like that.
Yeah, that's their thought process. They just kind of like a scale of Chad to not Chad.
Yeah,
Chad to virgin spectrum.
Yeah,
dude. Fucking Gavin Newsom, dude. As like a quick side note, I mean, Gavin Newsom looks like a fucking mannequin person.
Oh, dude, he's not real.
He's a robot. He's a robot.
Yeah, wax museum. Yeah, dude.
Like, it looks like if you cut him, he would like bleed that white milky fluid from Alien.
He's an animatron. Holy shit. Yeah, you know, bring the whole gang back.
He's a spawn of Yakub, I'll tell you that much.
He is, absolutely. Foul beast.
Bring back Cuomo. Bring back the gang. Mm-hmm. Bring back the 2020 COVID governor's gang. Bring back all those fucking libs. Bring them back, you know.
Dude, I want Cuomo back in a fucking eye patch, dude. Like, with a fucking beret and an eye patch, fucking Solid Snake style, dude.
Holy shit.
Sorry to keep you waiting, boys.
Dark Cuomo, yeah.
He's just going up on stage to debate fucking DeSantis. He just grabs him by the fucking balls, dude. Like, yeah.
It's funny because now I'm thinking of that whole thing. Him and Newsom were the two, like, you know, premier star, rising star Democrats. They were like, oh, do they, you know, they kind of look good for like a presidential run down the line or whatever. They kept floating that shit.
And Michael Avenatti, lest we forget.
Oh my God, of course. The real Chad, the real, you know, jawline. But like, they fucking eventually, like, out of the whole thing, when it all shaked out, it was like Cuomo really was dead from the scandals. Like, but Newsom somehow, he had his scandals here and there, mm-hmm. but none of them were as, he wasn't as hit. He wasn't taken down as bad as Cuomo was. So he seems more viable, I guess.
Did well, he no, like, almost lose a runoff or something kind of recently? We're like,
nah, dude, no, it was fucking, it was, there was a recall election against
him. Oh, that's what it was.
And dude, this is the thing, man. This is the thing. This is a fucking lesson. This is a fucking object lesson in fucking making sure that execution is good, or else you're going to fucking just strengthen your enemy. Because they had fucking Larry Elder run against him, and Larry Elder's a fucking libertarian, and, you know, I trust that I need not say more, because that's damning enough. And fucking, it was it, dude. He fucking trounced his ass, dude. Larry Elder was not it, man. And yeah. I think it has a lot to do also with just the context. It was like, it was bad timing with the recall election. It brought up a lot of questions of like, he'll win the recall. If he wins the recall, then he just needs to immediately start working on re-election. Elder would have to. And it was just a dumb fucking strategy. It was the wrong fucking guy. They basically Hillary'd it, right? And because of that, really, like, I think that it made Newsom stronger, right? Because the fucking, the illusion of consent that comes along with that made mm-hmm. it seem like, you know, maybe he's liked a little bit more than he actually is.
And it got him a little bit more time, like, in the news cycle. And you would think that would be damning for, you know, someone that's, like, as much of a slug as he is. But when they have, like, the whole apparatus rallying behind him in that moment, it's like, that's a really powerful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's like the opposite of the Trump effect. I think that being shut out of the media has been good for Trump, for mm-hmm. normies. And also, let's not forget, like, I think that for the nothing burger that it was, I think the recall election was probably just gave him another opportunity to do some probably pretty serious fundraising.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, shit. So,
yeah, I mean, you know.
And campaigning, like, nationally. Because, like, he was doing national fundraising. And that was, like, the thing that was happening at that time, because other elections weren't really going on. So that was, like, I mean, that was fucking everywhere. They had, like, all their apparatuses working towards getting him money and getting him reelected.
Absolutely. So, you know, hats off to our brother Larry Elder. For doing that, and you know, 4 more years. And,
bro, they've got Gavin Newsom up at the White House today, actually, for the next few days for a series of talks.
Which literally all of those pictures, if you've seen that photo op, mm-hmm. all those pictures are just to like get him in the public consciousness of like yes. standing in that area. Yeah. Like
same kind of like framing exactly. that Joe Biden does in there. Like when they have photos of him like walking out of the plane into the White House, it's the same kind of shots that they're doing with him.
It's presidential framing of somebody right. who is not fucking feeble and weak and fucking full of dust and mothballs.
Yo, you know, yeah, that this is a throwback, you know, for all the young and Zoomers listening that were
babies. The real ones that stuck with us.
Yeah, the babies that are listening. But Obama fucking, you know, he had that racist pastor incident where the pastor was like, God damn America, you know, he's saying all this wild shit. And then people were like, what the fuck? And Bill O'Reilly was laying into him. You know, it was dire straits. And this was when he was running. You know, like this was still a campaign thing and he kind of went up and like gave a speech and it was like the framing was very presidential. Like that shit that's like a powerful strategy thing yeah. in their campaign mindset. And like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Like put him there. I'm sure even with Biden being the vice president, it's like, hey, he was already there. He knows the place. He knows like his way around. He knows where the bathroom is. Like,
why don't you just put him back in? Doesn't.
He doesn't remember anything.
You know, to be fair,
he doesn't remember his mother's face.
I think they specifically said that Newsom is there meeting with the first lady. So I mean, you know,
a little cuck action going on.
She remembers. She remembers okay. where the bathroom is at the very least. Yeah.
Oh, wow. They'll check out the bathroom.
They'll check out the bathroom. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't blame him because he already got cucked by John or Don Jr., which is mm-hmm. fucking absolutely brutal. So I
mean, Newsom did.
Yeah, Newsom's ex-wife is Don Jr.'s current wife now.
It's so fucking funny, bro.
Isn't that fucking really? Weird, dude?
His current wife is. Don Jr.'s current wife is Newsom's old wife?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Damn, it's really a revolving door.
Yeah, they're all slamming and the she, same and, pussy. And, well, they're all slamming the same pussy. And also, she clearly has a type. And that type is fucking...
Chad. Don Jr. is Chad. Newsom is Chad. Yeah, I spell it out for you.
There's some fucking Chad, dude. God damn, dude.
nation run by Chads. That's what we got.
Chad rule. Chadocracy.
Yeah, the deserving elite.
That's the name of the episode now.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, that recall, I feel like, you know, I remember scandals where, you know, he's in the restaurants when he's not supposed to be getting caught and all that. Mm-hmm. He was like the face of going hard on COVID, like Cuomo was.
Pulling the Boris there.
I'm sure exactly. And I'm sure the recall was like a way to test how the Dems were performing on COVID in general. You know, it's like a check, like a temperature check on the whole thing. So I'm sure they, you know, there was a panicked sense. I remember that. I wasn't tuned in at all, but there was like a panicked sense of like, I remember all the leftists, like the hard lefties, like, we got to support Newsom. I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? Like these Stalinists, these fucking hardcore gulag commies are talking about, we need to support Newsom. It's like fucking losers. And yeah, it seems like all that panic was of like, the Democrats are being, tested on their COVID policies and, you know, it's not going well. And, you know, they probably put a lot of resources nationwide to keep them to win that one. But against the Libertarian, I guess it's not that hard, really. No offense.
No, it isn't. And, it's also funny, too, because, I mean, it's like on another note. I mean, yeah, fucking Libertarian, fucking just hollow skull bullshit. But also, like, he's a fucking libertarian and he's a black libertarian and people were out there being like, he is a fucking extreme white supremacist. And it's kind of a great lesson in just being like, yeah, man, just like stop letting those terms even affect you slightly.
Right.
Because, right. I mean, it just doesn't, it's so incoherent in that case.
Right, right.
And they still did it. And I still think it was pretty effective. That was the fucking the campaign where some fucking humanities department broad went up and like screamed at Larry Elder while like wearing like a chimpanzee mask or something. And people were like, oh, Jesus Christ.
See, and this and the Clarence Thomas, it's like that ad of that guy, that Republican guy who's got the, you know, the AK-47.
Oh, he's
shooting against the KKK Democrats. You know what I mean? The whole top Republicans, you know, it's spreading. The virus is spreading.
Imagine just taking like the political, like imagine taking the concept within political economy of racism at all seriously in 2022 anymore. Imagine giving a fuck at all about that shit. Blows my fucking mind, dude. Democrats are the real racists, dude. Democrats are the real fuck. Larry Elder's a fuck. Larry Elder wants to fucking gas all of the blacks, dude. That clearly, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah. Like, the stakes could never be higher. I guess that's why the commies were for him, because he's like Hitler, you know.
The stakes could never be higher, dude. Yeah. It's sequel culture.
But but you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, him or Buttigieg or Harris, that seems more likely. AOC seems like not really. But I can't really think of anybody else. I mean, they're in a period where going with the safe options, like the GOP was with Mitt Romney and like, you know, Jeb or whatever. They're just trying to stick to what's safe, you know. So I feel like they'll do that and swap out poor Joe. But
you know, it's funny though, because I mean, how much of a strategic hazard do you think they're facing right now? Just given that they've needed to court the schizo element of their base, the fail sons of their boomer base, by just affecting like leftist policy or leftist ideals and shit like that. Like how hazardous has that made their position now? Because yeah, obviously the strategic move is to put in some kind of moderate, but also that's what people have been saying for like the last like 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And culturally, and you know, we can say that like actually as far as like raw numbers go, like PMC fucking just bourgeois aesthetic radicals
are demographically really, really small, but they still take up a huge amount of oxygen in the cultural landscape. And the cultural landscape has a ton of capacity to inform the political theater. And so, like, how much can they get away with basically just, like, running a fucking Democrat equivalent of Mitt Romney, you know?
Well, I feel like they're safe and they're boring and they're predictable. And I feel like they'll just go with Kamala or Pete because, you know, they'll just check off a box of, like, oh, they're not a straight white male. So,
bro,
that's your radicalism right there.
There is zero fucking chance that they will go with Kamala Harris. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
She's dead. Yeah, she's dead. But
She caught fucking Joe's retardation. Have you heard that bitch talk recently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go on mad drugs.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
What were you saying, CUH?
Oh, I was just saying, I don't think it fucking matters who they choose. We just watched Joe Biden get like fake elected. So, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? I mean,
No one likes him at all, dude.
Yeah, so. No one likes him or Kamala. Or Pete. I mean, I don't, you know, they're just screwed. I mean, they're whole, like, they no longer, like, need, like, consent or people to like them or whatever. And as far as, like, appealing to the radical base or whatever, they could just be like, hey, you know, Joe's really old and white, and that's why the economy was bad, and now we got a black woman or we got a gay guy or whatever. It doesn't even matter if no one likes Kamala or Pete. It doesn't really matter because nobody... It's not like Joe won because he was fucking popular. You know what I mean? Obviously not. Like, it's none of that shit even matters anymore. So, I mean, that'll be the way to just keep things exactly the same and then just be like, hey, things are different now. And, you know, we're radical because it's not a white man, you know, it's straight white man. You know what I mean? That's it. I feel like their job is cut out for them and they've got it pretty easy and their base is pretty easy to appease. I mean, all these hardcore leftists will fucking vote for Gavin Newsom. So, I mean, it's not like they need to do anything. These people are fucking cucked to them forever. Like, they don't even need to try. Like, what's the point? Like,
yeah, you might be right. I don't know. I feel like there's degrees to which you can cheat. You know what I mean? Or sorry. Reinforce. Was that the word they used? They reinforce.
Fortify. Yeah. Fortifying.
You can only fortify so much, right? And like, I don't know, man. I mean...
You don't need to fortify if people like leftists will convince themselves that Joe Biden is the only thing standing between them and fascism. If you can convince these people that, like, yeah, there's probably not a lot of those like radical lefties, but like there's a chunk of like people who say I'm left and like, you know, not just like the left element of the DNC, whatever that is, which is a sizable amount. That's you know, it's very easy to just be if they're going out fucking, you know, pushing for fucking Gavin Newsom,
right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't take much. So between the fortifying and how cucked the left is, I don't even think they need to try. Everything's on easy mode for them. Like they're not even I don't think they really need. I can't imagine them doing anything different besides that. You know what I mean? Like, do they even think to do anything different than that? Like, I don't think there'll be any surprises from the Democrats for like another decade or two. I don't think they're going to have like a Trump moment or whatever.
I don't even know who they would not surprise us with. Because again, like the two people that you gave of like Kamala and Pete, like, you know, if nothing else at the very least, because, okay, I don't really buy into your guys' framing because I think it's oversimplifying a little bit. At the very least, I think you guys have to acknowledge that, like, they are data-driven. It's just numbers, right. Dude. They just go off numbers, right? There's no vibes. There's no actual wisdom going on. It's just numbers, right? And, like, you have to admit that, like, Pete and Kamala get terrible fucking numbers, right? So even if we said, yeah, they're just going to do what they always fucking do and yeah, you're telling me like the leftists are just going to fall in line, right? The fucking stone toss comic of like, okay, boomer girl saying it as like a snide joke and then saying it at the ballot box is like, okay. Like you say that and I agree that that's going to happen, right? But like, who the fuck do they even have to like swallow their pride and prop up now? You know what I mean? Because like I said, yeah, I mean, Pete and Kamala have horrible fucking numbers. So I mean, like, is it Gavin Newsom? Like, who the fuck else would it even be? Fucking, I hope it's Lori Lightfoot, dude. She'd be
yes. I'd love it if we got her running, bro. Yeah, let's get a gremlin up there.
Be a broad looking like a fucking Eddie Munster up on stage. Man. yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about they follow data. And I do agree that, like, saying, oh, well, they can just put anyone in, that's overly simplistic. But, and I don't think that they'll run with Kamala or Pete. I think that now it's like, I do think it's probably too late for either of those. But I do think that also, like, I don't think that likability or polling has anything to do with it, because Joe Biden was polling, like, so low at the beginning of 2020, end of 2019. And obviously here we are. So I mean,
they still float Hillary. You know what I mean? Her numbers are dog shit. And it's like, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, we're talking about these different names or whatever. Like, and I get that they maybe have different numbers or whatever, but I can't. I personally, maybe the reason why I can't think about it or I have a mental block is that they, I don't see them as different. Like, I literally see them as one amorphous blob. So it's hard for me to be like, this one's more viable or whatever. You know, at least with the right, there seems like there's some factions going or whatever. But like the left version of that is like the squad, and the squad is like too young and like obviously there for like, you know, internet points or whatever. You know what I mean? They're not serious. They're not like a serious, like,
and there's hardly any real distinctions there. No, I mean, I agree, right? Like, there is, I mean, I guess what we're talking about is basically just like, is functionally like an advertising campaign. Like, what kind of aesthetic are they going to go with, right? Are they going to go with a young gay Joe Biden in the form of Pete Buttigieg? Are they going to go in the form of a fucking black psychotic female retard in the form of Kamala Harris? Maybe, right? I mean, I don't think so, right? But like, yeah, it is all, it's the fucking Borg cube, right? But there's at least like an aesthetic question
there. I mean, yeah. I mean, I know a year out before Biden won, they were going with him in the car and him eating ice cream. It's like, folksy Joe, you know, mm-hmm. He's Obama's sidekick. You remember him, you know? And like all that stuff, like, I just kept thinking the whole time, there is zero way this guy wins. Zero fucking way he wins. Like, I could not believe, like, there's no world where he wins in my mind. And then, you know, we all saw what happened the night of, you know, whether, you know, people think that was legit or not, you know, I don't. So, you know, to me, it's just like, it all makes sense to me. It's like, there's no way he could have won and he didn't. So, you know, that's, it all added up there. So I don't know what the aesthetic they went with him, like, It's just mind blowing for me to think that that worked on anybody. Like, it's too crazy for me to even think about. Like, and even now, you know, like, he's been president for 2 years and everyone fucking hates him. Everyone fucking hates him. Like, you know, it's just,
I wonder how low fucking Trump's approval ratings ever got, because it didn't ever get this low, which is fascinating.
They all have a dip. I feel like they all have like a dip of like, you know, there's a period where things, some crisis happens and they all go down a little. And they, you know, they, people,
I mean,
like,
I don't know that describes Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, his is pretty bad. But like, he's, Trump, I'm sure with the Russiagate shit and the impeachment shit, I'm sure people were like, I remember them kept saying he took a dip. I don't even trust any of those numbers anyways, really. But like, who knows? But well, you know, speaking of Trump, like, there's interesting shit going on with him where he's like, he's insulting Elon.
Mm-hmm.
And where is that on? Was that on Gab or what, Parler?
I think it's on Truth Social.
Truth Social. Fact <Yeah. laughs> checked by patriots.
Do you know that? Do you know what this shit is? It's like if you've like a really fucking chaotic friend that you have who like maybe does drugs or something and just like has a new phone number like every 2 months.
Holy shit.
That's Trump, yeah. Dude.
Oh fuck,
bro, that shit. I you know, everybody knows. Well, I guess if you don't pay for the bonuses, you don't know how much I hate Elon Musk, but
well, I like how Trump touched on the subsidies. That was my favorite part about it.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I'll just go ahead and read it.
Yeah, I want to read
for
that
the audience.
Shit.
So apparently Donald Trump and Elon Musk have been kind of sparring a little bit, either via Truth or Twitter, if you're Elon Musk. And he came out and said, quote, on Donald Trump's Truth account, "When Elon Musk came to the White House asking me for help on all of his many subsidized projects, comma, whether it's electric cars that don't drive long enough, driverless cars that crash, or rocket ships to nowhere, without which subsidies, he'd be worthless.
Boom.
And telling me how he was a big Trump fan and Republican, I could have said, drop to your knees and beg, and he would have done it, dot, dot,
bruh,
dot.
Bruh, bruh.
Based.
Bars.
Yeah.
Fucking bars. Fucking I miss him bars, so much.
Dude. Yeah, bro. I fucking
miss him. Drop to your knees and beg, bro. Yo. What the fuck? Like that dude was president. He was in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking it's so surreal to think now that I've been like, you know, sanitized with this Biden shit and like this algorithm shit. I just, you know, it's hard to like remember, like he just said whatever the fuck he wanted to say. Dude. It was fucking nuts.
It was miraculous.
Yo. Yeah. I mean, shit, man. It's over. There's ether. He's done.
Dude, fucking Tesla stock just bottoms out. Dude. Yeah. Fucking negative value, dude. The U.S. economy crashes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know. I hate Elon Musk, and yeah, he's subsidized by the government, and you know, he's a slug. This I agree with everything he wrote. Everything he wrote. He's a fucking grifter. He's a fucking empty fucking PayPal grifter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's just, of course he's sucking up to Trump and to the right, because he's trying to get in with that thing. He's trying to get in with the new right kind of appeal and the sheen and the new trendy thing. So
mm-hmm.
obviously he's trying to get, and I just fucking love that Trump just checked him out of nowhere.
Dude.
Did Elon even diss him? Like, was there even a first strike? Who even knows?
I think Donald Trump just came up. Yeah.
He cock teased him with getting his fucking, his Twitter account back, dude. That was enough.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. And then Elon's walked away from the deal as of today. What we're talking, you know, the last headline is he walked away from the deal.
I just saw a clip from one of his from one of Trump's recent rallies in regards to this whole situation where he says, quote, he's not going to buy Twitter and he's a bullshit artist.
Yo, bro. And it's funny because obviously Trump is a fucking con man, obviously. But it's just like, yo.
If you spot it, you got it. So, I mean, he'd be the best to know.
Trump versus Elon, I am 1,000% rocking with Trump. Easily.
Dude, and like, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, like, Trump is, you know, he's got his flaws, obviously, but I think there's blood in his body. You know what I mean? I don't know what's in Elon Musk's body. You know what I mean? I don't know if
slime.
He's human, fucking Norwegian, or wherever the fuck he's from. He's a fucking
Norwegian. But like,
you know, fuck this guy. And yeah, I just fuck. Oh man, yeah. Just, I could have made him drop to his knees and give me sloppy toppy. Like that shit. That shit is amazing. But yeah, I mean, you know, everything he said is true. It's all true. And like, yeah, he just hit him out of nowhere. It's fucking great. I love it. I fucking love it. But yeah, I mean, yeah. Elon walked away because of the bots or something. He said like Twitter won't disclose the bots or whatever. So I'm walking away.
And now Twitter is suing him to. Okay. All right. So he says they won't give me numbers of how many bots there actually are. Twitter's refusing it. Right. And so then he goes back out of the deal. And now Twitter is suing him to force him to buy Twitter for $44 billion. And then, and I guess in order to like really make their case, they'll need to disclose the bot information. I don't even know. I mean, are there a lot of bots on Twitter? This isn't even something I think about. Like, I
saw some article where they were like Biden, some data came out that like a fat chunk of Biden's followers are fake.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
it's like
I guess
that
it
deep internet
sense.
Thing or fake internet where it's like the idea of like a big chunk of the internet is just not real. It's just bots or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, maybe, I guess. I mean,
I guess the idea would be that like their value is tied with how much they're used. And if their numbers are severely inflated, then that would affect their value. I don't know. I guess that there's some fucking takes floating around in the ether talking about how this was like some kind of tax evasion shit or something, or created an opening for him to, you know, sell a bunch of Tesla. I don't fucking know, man. All I know is that just this whole fucking stupid delusion of like based King Elon is fucking dumb and gay. And obviously, great MAGA King Trump is the actual King of Chicken.
Oh,
the lion.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, don't you know the most base dissident thing to say right now is to support the literal richest tech billionaire in the world? Like that's what's really like edgy and subversive right now. Because he posts fucking cat memes or whatever the fuck he does. Like,
again,
he posted a freaking meme about hookers and crack referencing Hunter Biden, guys.
Wowzer. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Getting to the heart of the issues here.
Yeah. It's fucking disgusting. Like, I fucking can't stand it. I can't stand that the right fucking loves him. It blows my fucking mind. But yeah, I mean, you know, he just all he does is fucking talk. He talks about what he's going to do. What has he actually fucking done? You know what I mean? Like, people keep saying, like, he's going to save us from the libs or whatever by, you know, making more free speech on Twitter. What the fuck has actually changed? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck has changed? I don't have my Twitter Trump Twitter account back. Where the fuck's that? I want that at least. Give me that. Like, you know, that didn't happen.
Nothing's happened. Nothing is going to happen. Yeah. He's bullshit. He's not going to buy Twitter. And
he just keeps collecting bags. His profile goes up. His stock goes up. He just keeps making bags. He's just a bag chaser. You know, it's still respectable.
And he's only been a fucking billionaire for like the last like 5 years or something. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's a fucking joke.
He's the youngest. He's the youngest one of that whole class. So he's going to be he's the future. He's like the head guy, you know. Yeah, he was going neck and neck with Bezos for a while and then just passed him. But yeah, I mean, well, that's all, you know, that's that shit. And then DeSantis has like snubbed Trump's endorsement, apparently. You guys saw it?
Yeah.
Slav, you saw it?
I misheard you.
DeSantis has like snubbed Trump's endorsement. So like Trump, apparently DeSantis said something to the effect of like, I don't want Trump's endorsement or something. Or I don't care about it, or I don't need it, or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, so it was kind of like, you know, there's always this, like, underlying tension between those two factions, obviously, for 2024, and, like, Trump was, like, signing him, like, I practically made him, whatever, he's saying that shit in that podcast, and then DeSantis, like, kind of critiques him, kind of, like, is on stage with him, and then apparently now the latest thing is that he was like, you know, I don't want his endorsement, which is a pretty like, it's like a decisive thing to say, I guess, in the political realm, you know, media wise.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really totally know what to make of that, I guess. I mean, wasn't the whole, I mean, what do you think of that? Fucking A, I don't know.
Well, it's inevitable. I mean, if they're going to come to a head of 2024, that whole like buddy buddy thing has to end, right? I mean, it's just kind of logical that has to happen, you know.
I mean, do you? I don't know if Trump's going to run, but they have to.
Well, I don't know if Trump's going to run, but DeSantis is probably going to run. Well, at some point, they're going to be competitors for the GOP, like, head guy. So it seems logical that they'd.
I think
the beef has been brewing in general. So
I think it's possible that they could compete for who's going to be the nominee, and that they aren't opposed to each other, and that they're doing it strategically, and that they position themselves this way. And that it can strengthen the coalition, and that, you know, you can run against somebody, you can primary against somebody, and not go fucking super fucking hard against them, tearing the fucking walls down.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't have the quote here in front of me, and so maybe he says like Trump's a big dumb fat faggot, and I don't.
No, not that strong. No.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. You know, it's hard for me to say.
No, you're right, because like I remember Christie and Trump like beefed or whatever, and then. You know, when Trump won, they're all at his doorstep like, hey, can I get a spot in the fucking, you know, in the cabinet or whatever? And fucking, you know, Ted Cruz and him beefed. They're all friendly, you know.
And I think this would be a lot less severe than that, right? Because Trump winning was like a black swan moment, right? Like this big outlier, right? And this is like surprises like that aren't going to be happening for a while. And probably not happening for a while. And so I think this will be maybe a little bit more subdued. You know, I think it's just about fucking having your coalition have multiple fronts. You know what I mean? And having them both be out there. I don't fucking know, dude. This is the first time fucking hearing of it, so I'm not going to talk too long on it.
Sorry, I should have mentioned. I thought I mentioned it, but like, yeah, it's like something I just noticed. I don't even know the legs behind it. I just saw like it was brought up, and it fits into the brewing like. Their camps kind of like at odds with each other, and like you know, it fits into that, but it's at the level I'm seeing, it's very subtle, it's very just like kind of posturing type of stuff. It's not really like direct attacks, obviously. But yeah, all this stuff is subject to change. People are friendly with Trump and then they're not, and then they're friendly again. Like all that stuff is politics, obviously. It's all subject to change. And especially with elections, nobody's really got like hard feelings about it. Again, none of these people fucking hate each other. None of the Democrats and Republicans hate each other. They're all fucking friends. They're all like partying together.
right, that was part one of our episode. If you'd like to listen to part two, you can find that at patreon.com/fedpost. Thanks for listening.